Couture could kick this, and he has. He's had the best 5 minutes of his 31, and that includes the 04 Grand Final.
Welcome back to Fox Footy Live. It makes me, I'm not a Hawthorn supporter, but it makes me smile.
Oh, goosebumps.
Watching, yeah, I'm sure it is for you, watching Stuart Dew have a third quarter like that. And he joins us on the line now from the Gold Coast. Stewie, welcome to Fox Footy Live. We'll talk to you about the Suns in a sec, but that third quarter was unbelievable. Was there a positional change, or did you just drift forward and decide that this was your time?
No, I just drifted forward because I actually hurt my knee, and I think we were down two. I think Crotty was off. And Clinton Young was off, so we were sort of rotating forward and back and couldn't come off the ground for a little bit there. So just before three-quarter time, I think the runner said, can't come off now, I have to wait till three-quarter time. So I thought I'll just wander forward and send someone back.
So once again, Jill, you've probably told this story, but can you talk us through just quickly the transition from someone meeting you overseas to then playing in the grand final? How long did that take, and how hard, I suppose, was it for you to get your body right to play?
Yeah, some would argue it still wasn't, but I think from the moment I was actually working at Port Adelaide in the marketing department and had decided I'll play at Central Districts again because I always wanted to go back there and play a year when I was finished. So Clarko got a sniff of that, and then through different contacts, Jeff Morris was at Hawthorn at that point and had been with me at Port Adelaide, and it just went pretty quickly from there. And a couple of little trips to Melbourne and, a couple of training sessions with Clarko. We went around Mount Macedon one day and just a little bit of that, bit of a chat and away we went. So, it was interesting.
Dewey, how do you feel when anyone mentions your name in the streets or when we're having a conversation? You're known as the Gold Coast coach, but your career's almost known for 30 minutes. How does that feel to be so referred to for one particular part of a grand final and ultimately how significant that was for the future of the Hawks?
I think at the time, I guess my role to come in was one of experience. I think Clarko had seen that that got close, I think after that big win against Adelaide, and then I think my role was to come in as someone who had played in a grand final and try and impart that knowledge.
So post-grand final, celebrations, and there's been a trip planned overseas. So you're going to take two of the young bucks overseas and show them a bit of culture. Lewis had to pull out. You took Ruffhead over there. How was that?
It was good fun, I think. Louis got himself a little bit crooked before the game, so let alone after it. I think might have lost about 4 or 5 kilos. So that was a bit of a challenge. We were disappointed because we had a good trip planned. So I was left with Ruffy. I think it was the first time I've been overseas. So it's fair to say I was probably leading the charge and organising flights. And we missed one flight and that ended up costing us a fair bit. And he wasn't too happy about that.
We often know that coaches are control freaks and they want to have their hands over everything and be in control of their football club. How does it feel being in this situation and isolated at home at the moment, Dewey?
It's obviously different, but it's only new. So I think the real challenge will come in a few weeks. Obviously, the players are highly motivated at the moment. And, you know, we've got a lot of guys that are on the coast. A lot of guys live together. So I think that helps with minimising that isolation. And clearly, like all clubs, we're using different mediums to keep in contact, but also with our staff and making sure that we can keep them informed and up to date as much as we can is important. But we've got a good group of leaders as well, which I think they've got a good handle on the group.
Do you feel it's an extra risk having such a young list that haven't experienced a lot of pre-seasons and a lot of requirements about them being isolated and training by themselves? Does that create a little bit more of a concern for you?
I think concern's probably not the word. It's just that experience you get, Dal, just year on year and knowing what you need to do in this time. And I think like everyone in general society, if we had an end point, you can really work towards it. But it's the uncertainty that's unnerving for everyone, I guess, young and old. So, you know, we've got some guys towards the back end of their career that would be just as nervous about where do we sit and where does it go. So, but you're right. We're doing our best to try and educate our players. And Alex Rigby's done a fair job at that to educate them, you know, not only in their Christmas break, but some of that stuff will come out now.
Stewie, as coach of the Gold Coast Suns, what's your reaction when a former coach of another club like Ross Lyon refers to your club and says that they should go into hibernation and take a couple of years out of the competition?
I think he, you know, I don't think it was in concrete either. I think they were generalising and discussing a number of options. So things do get grabbed and harped on. But, no, I think, you know, everyone's got their opinion. That's the beauty of AFL football, isn't it? If we're all the same, it'd be a pretty boring industry in existence. So we certainly have a different view. We think we're making much bigger progress here in the southeast Queensland that some may not notice. But I think, you know, if you look around with participation rates, they're going through the roof, both male and female. But, you know, the final piece of the puzzle, we're not under no illusion, but that's our job. The final piece of the puzzle is winning regularly, and that's what we're working hard for.
Are you preparing your team and your coaches to be ready to go from May 31, or is that now sort of out the window and you're thinking a later start is more likely?
Look, that's the date at the moment, but you've only got to look around, I think, in general society, and we'll be ready for that date until told otherwise. And I think the check-in date is April 27. So there's a number of models going around, both internally and externally. So we'll just be prepared for the dates we're given and adjust accordingly.
So two young boys in Rowell and Anderson, what you've told us is they're footy nuts. How are they coping with no football in their first year? They'd just be doing rebounding work at home?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Rowley's got blisters on his hands with the amount of rebounding work he'd be doing. So, I mean, they're like all of us. They just love footy. They'd be missing the game. They're super fit and got themselves to the point of realising their football dream, playing AFL footy round one. And then, obviously, the rug's pulled out. But, again, I think, you know, they're in a great position in that they're in the competition. They're playing the game they love. It's you know, we all hope as society we can look back on this and it's a blip on the radar, but obviously there's a lot at play at the moment. But that'd be scratching, you know, biting at the door, ready to get out.
How are you going at home, being a stay-at-home father?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's... lucky enough, you know, my kid 4 and 7. So, having this home is fantastic. You know, I'm hands on that anyway, so not a lot's changed. It's just wrangling for a little bit longer. We've got a nice area here where they've got plenty of things to do. So I think we're very fortunate, and we're making the most of it. My wife's still working as well, so it's a little bit business as usual, just minus the football, a lot more management side of things and communication.
Stewie, we appreciate you having a chat. Stay safe, and I'm sure we'll speak to you later in the year.
No worries, lads. Thanks for having me.
Go on, you mate.
Stewie Dew, hero of the 08 grand final. What do you